English band that won't come on my show. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I was a little bit unsettled. I didn't want to look. But last night I found out that Muse is a British band. And they're speaking revolutionary themes in their songs. Tonight, though, we've got James Corbett. Who's supposed to be on the line, my producer's getting right now, and also Madison Rupert, who my producer is getting on the line as well right now, also. And I wanted to get into, and we'll go wherever, you know, the show takes us, or my two guests or co-hosts, or James has been a co-host on here before, Madison hasn't, but he's been on the program before as a guest, and we'll see where it goes. But I want to get into, and I mentioned it to James in the email about the Coast Guard and the transcripts of my own proceedings, and what some of the things that went on in them. I mentioned to James last time we talked. And I've been looking at them because I'm preparing my appeal for the Ninth Circuit, although I'm, of course, have been declared medically, mentally incompetent by the Department of Homeland Security. And some might call that a badge of honor, I guess. And the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in. So now the matter is before the Ninth Circuit involving the United States of America, Department of Defense, because they've done nothing to stop the Coast Guard from taking military law out of the Department of Defense and using it in Homeland Security for its own personnel, who used to be civil service, and the Department of Transportation, who was named by the Coast Guard, where they used to reside, and the Coast Guard, and the National Transportation Safety Board, and I'm thinking if I'm leaving anybody out there. But it's before the Ninth Circuit where all this stuff started, where the Coast Guard had filed charges against me, against my quote-unquote license, and I don't know how a license can be medically or mentally incompetent. But we'll get into that, and, you know, S-1867 and 1540 and the Unlawful Detention Act and all sorts of other issues when we come back. James Corbett and Madison Rupert should be on the air tonight, and we'll find out after this break. Be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process. Not experimental with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Yeah.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what
Sounds
it's like when the
me.
Child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you.
Exactly.
That's why my husband James and I created
ridiculous.
The Total Transformation,
yeah, Eric,
a program that tens of thousands
Madison
of moms
here.
Are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard
no
about the Total
whatsoever.
Transformation
that, I mean,
and
that,
wondered
that
if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing
eyes.
To give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do
well, that,
is get the program
right
and let us know how it works
it.
For you. We'll let you keep
that,
it for
you know,
free.
Very
I know the total
protocol.
Transformation works because I use these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years.
Yeah,
let me prove to you that it works
protocol.
By giving you the program
off
for
off
free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Damn good British band. Hey, you know, they are an awesome band because they've got awesome lyrics. I'm offended that, you know, and I guess a lot of our founders here in America in the Revolutionary War were British. And hey, look what they came up with. And they only did it because they had to, because they were compelled, as is in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and I think was pretty well framed in the Bill of Rights. And for a reason. I was actually reading, and let me bring Madison Rupert, welcome to the show, and James Corbett. Let Manny, I don't know if you can mod the volume. Madison sounded a little loud to me, but you'd know better than I and handle that. And then James Corbett. Hey, guys, I wanted to, and it was interesting that in the lead up to the show that, or in the commercial break, Madison just mentioned it. Madison, is it okay for me to say this?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
He's got a background, and before he changed majors, he was studying psychology. And so he understands what I'm saying, that these guys are so far out in left field in what they're doing and saying that they can do. And when you couple that with the S-1867 and 1540 and the Military Commissions Act and the Warner Defense Authorization Bill and the riders thereon, and even what's been ruled in Padilla and Hamdan and Hamdi and a whole string of other cases. President Obama has assassinated U.S. citizens overseas without trial, without charges. And if you go to Reed vs. Covert, though, and you actually read it from 1957, it goes into this whole long argument with footnotes. And, I mean, it's a very well-reasoned, very well-laid-out opinion, majority opinion by the Supreme Court, saying that we don't have military tribunals of American civilians, you know, in the United States, let alone abroad. They actually used a lot of the justification of why we don't do it at home, because the case of Mrs. Reed had actually happened in England with her husband, who was a service member, and it goes into and lays out the whole history of it. And Hugo Black, the Chief Justice at the time, or writing the majority opinion, he goes all the way back to the Magna Carta of 1215 A.D., to line out the historical foundation for that bright line of separation. And that's why I have the two websites, crossingtherubicon.org and martiallaw911.com. And that's why I brought James on, and James has had me on, and I brought Madison on. And I've taken a great attention to Madison's articles that he's been putting out, and I appreciate those myself personally, as do, I'm sure, many Americans. But let me, I want to read this real quick before I go to you guys, and I'll throw it to you. This is Captain Arthur French. He's the medical officer in the Coast Guard. He's a uniformed officer in the Coast Guard, and he sat in the proceedings. I tried to get him removed from the first day. He didn't testify the first day, and he sat in the proceedings, observed me on how I defended myself in the proceedings, and declared me to be medically, mentally incompetent on the way I defended myself against a branch of military that I'm not in, and that is saying that I'm a civilian. I'm trying to find here. They try to bring in, and Madison, you're probably familiar with this, the DSM-4?
Yeah, the DSM-4-TR text revision is the latest, and it sets out a very strict, specific diagnostic procedure, which does not include passively observing someone in a courtroom. And I mean, unless you were smearing your feces all over yourself and, you know, saying you're the son of God, among probably even more ridiculous things that you'd have to do to have someone declare you mentally incompetent on the spot.
Well, and that's what,
and even then, I mean, even in that case, I mean, they'd have to rule out the idea that you were doing that on purpose to be declared, you know, insane or whatever. I mean, so there is obviously much more to it than could possibly be done in a court proceeding like that.
Exactly. Well, it's a minimum of 72 hours that they would have to hold you under constant observation if they thought such a thing.
They had me for 4 days in a trial.
Well, if they thought that you were actually a truly mentally incompetent and they could prove it, they would put you under a mandatory 72-hour hold, which means they, against your will, upon a court order, they can actually pick you up and take you to a psychiatric hospital and hold you there for a minimum of 72 hours under 24-hour constant surveillance, and then based on that, they decide what they're going to do with you. But it's impossible to determine someone's mental capacity from a day in court or 4 days in court even.
Well, and what they're doing, because what the shipping companies who are federal contractors, you know, military and federal contractors, and the union, who is also a federal contractor and military contractor, what they had done was, you know, rough me up in court for a couple of years. Then they got the Coast Guard, as it moved from the Department of Transportation, where it wasn't a branch of military, into Homeland Security, as if it had come through the Department of Defense somehow, picked up military law, Title 10 of the UCMJ, taking it with it into the Department of Homeland Security, and then started to act as a branch of military, a special branch of military, that could administer civilian affairs. And they brought charges against me on March 6, 2003, as they moved from DOT, Department of Transportation, into DHS, Homeland Security, and charged me with being depressed, and have set out over the course of the last 8 years with military personnel, military assets, declaring and saying that I'm a civilian to prove that I'm medically, mentally incompetent. And use the proceedings, not that I was declared by some different, like a state court or whatever, but use the proceedings themselves by trying to tie me to Timothy McVeigh, you know, et cetera, trying to say that I said that evil spirits possessed me at times when I've never said that. They falsified medical records. A branch of military that I'm not in seized medical records, issued subpoenas to themselves, and got those medical records from, you know, third parties or whatever, hospitals, doctors, whatever, and then took those, and because there was really nothing in there, they had to go as far as falsifying those medical records. And this is a branch of military that I'm not in that's saying I'm a civilian that's doing this.
Wow, that's really insane. I mean, if they actually had a case against you, what they would do is get an impartial psychiatrist to conduct interviews with you and tape them all and then have them present their findings.
Well, check this out. They tried to force me into a state court down in San Diego, not into the court, but to use the state mental health adult services, you know, for like probate court and all that, to where I went with an attorney, Peter Forgey, and a videographer, and the doctor, Haroon, would not carry on the examination if it were to be recorded and on the record. He said it was against clinical policy or clinic policy.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes a lot of sense why they wouldn't want to do that. That way, after the fact, they couldn't say, he was talking to invisible purple spiders on the ceiling and, you know, all kinds of nonsense.
Well, and under the APA, the Administrative Procedure Act, which has become so dangerous, it's Title V, and they're using it for everything under the sun instead of, you know, it was intended for civil service remedial administrative due process to basically, you know, force the agency and or department to foot the bill for solving its own problems, do it internally where no life, liberty, or property was, you know, taken away, and not deny the person due process. And to some extent, whether it be national security interests or anything else, there would be first and foremost a way for the agency or department to solve the problem. And that didn't mean by firing the person. That meant by moving them, giving somebody some classes, better training, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if your boss is a white male racist bigot and you're a black female and he's taking it out on you, you know, give the boss a chance to take some classes, some, you know, Dale Carnegie or whatever. Give the woman a chance to move to a different command and also reprimand the, you know, supervisor, but not fire either individual first and foremost unless there had been some overt, you know, a criminal activity like, you know, rape or whatever, or physical assault or theft. You know, that is a cause of action for going against somebody. But they're using the APA, and they're saying that hearsay within hearsay is admissible in these proceedings, that the FRCP, the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, don't apply. The Federal Rules of Evidence don't apply. The double jeopardy and right to a de novo trial if a new trier of fact comes in do not apply. On one hand, they're calling them Article 2, and even in my own proceedings, they said that they were Article 32 proceeding, which is a grand jury indictment proceeding, you know, for uniformed military personnel being carried out against military uniformed personnel in and of the same service in the same uniform under UCMJ and Title 10, all within DOD. But they're saying that these are Article 1 courts, congressional courts, or courts that have been created by an act of Congress. I want to read this one part, and then I'll throw it back to you guys and let you guys jump in here. We'll be right back after this break. 800-313-9443.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I found a piece of it, but this isn't what I was looking for. This is like page 640 of Volume 2, May 21st, 2008, at the Federal Fusion Center in Long Beach, where they held a four-day trial of me. It says, this is the court, and he's speaking to me or addressing me, I guess. This is, and remember, the court, the judge, they're calling him an administrative law judge. He's a hearing officer. He's really from the executive branch, Article 2. They're trying to say it's Article 1 somehow. He even said it was Article 32, which is, you know, a military tribunal, grand jury indictment proceeding. But he's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard himself, sitting on the case for the Coast Guard. He was brought in as a DCO, a direct commission officer, into the Coast Guard, made a lieutenant commander, got his retirement. He's now sitting on, quote-unquote, this bench, whatever this bench is. It's he even said it has floating jurisdiction all over the world. Somehow, but he's a lieutenant commander, but the prosecutor was a JAG officer in the Coast Guard. But this is the court addressing me. It's, Mr. Schein, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you, because all you're going to do is make the record show the symptoms that Dr. French has testified to.
Wow. If you were actually displaying the symptoms, why wouldn't they let you just actually display them? That makes no sense.
Right. Well, but think about that, the Fifth Amendment, the right to, well, in the Sixth Amendment, well, fourth, I mean, it's like first, it's like, where do I start? But the right to, not just the due process clause, but the due process clause that is coupled with, and I would say inseparable to, because think about how our system is set up now. Our tax dollars are only funding the prosecution of individuals. It's not funding the defense. And in my mind, that basically alters the foundational precepts of our constitutional system to where all our tax money is going into the prosecution, which basically throws out the presumption of innocence because people aren't being properly represented in court, and I'm a public defender is not proper representation, but we're overfunding the prosecution to the point where they have nothing better to do than go after people like me and try to prove that I'm somehow medically, mentally incompetent and pull me out of, you know, federal district court and shut down, you know, First Amendment complaints. But they're using military assets, military personnel, military doctors, military JAG officers, attorneys to do this. And then you couple this, and James, you've been talking to me for a long time, with 1867 and House Bill 1540, and I think I've seen it also, and Madison, you may know better on this. I've seen it put out there as 1253 as well, and I'm not sure if that's a different bill or another piece of a bill.
That was actually the precursor to 1867 that actually included in Section 1031 explicitly that 1031 couldn't apply to U.S. citizens, but the president said that has to be removed, and then they introduced 1867 on the 15th, and then interestingly, the next day, KBR put out their search for subcontractors for their National Quick Response Team for FEMA camps.
Oh, just a coincidence, I'm sure.
Of course. If everything in the world isn't a coincidence, then you're a conspiracy theorist.
Of course.
That's it, yeah.
But in a recent article, I actually delved into the designation of civilian internee, which was mentioned in the Army's ad for internment / resettlement specialists. What an Orwellian term that is. But a civilian internee is basically the best that we could hope for if you get handled under 1867/1253 or the NDAA. And, you know, they give you some rights, but it's an absolute joke. I mean, you can't make any contact with the outside world except by written mail that's censored. I mean, it's straight out of Catch-22. It's a real trip reading about it because, I mean, they talk about all materials that come in, including magazines, books, everything is censored by a censoring agency. Everything that goes out is censored, and they can tell you to rewrite stuff.
Well, look what they did. Look what they did to Padilla. They drove him insane by sensory deprivation.
Oh yeah, I mean that is an extreme case, I think, and that's what would happen if you're interned under a prisoner of war status instead of a civilian internee. And, you know, all they would have to do is say that you're more belligerent, you know, whatever that means, than someone else, and then they could designate you as that. I honestly think it would be a little idyllic to think that we're going to be designated civilian internees and put in camps.
Well, and I'm going to start reading this. This is page 480 from Volume 2, May 21st, 2008. And this is where Lieutenant Commander Tribble, an officer in the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, when we come back, I'll get into this and I'll throw it into you guys for comments, where he is questioning, as a witness, Captain Arthur French, who's in the Coast Guard as well, who's testifying against me in the proceedings and observing me in the proceedings, trying to have me declared medically and mentally incompetent by his testimony. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sleep-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Extend your life with
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Volume, baby, volume. Some Muse blowing it out. Blow out your speakers, baby. All right. I'm on page 476, May 21st, 2008, where Captain Arthur French, U.S. Coast Guard medical officer, and he's not even a real medical officer. People don't understand that a Coast Guard doctor is really not a real doctor. It's not the same level, not the same standard. They may be treated as a real doctor. They may come out and be able to become a real doctor. And President Obama's even passed some executive orders and I think pushed Congress into trying to, you know, even with the unemployment issues of taking in, you know, ex-military personnel. And oh, there's one where he wants to require every medical facility to hire one vet, which as a veteran myself or a naval officer or whatever you want to, you know, call me or, you know, what limbo I'm or purgatory I'm now residing within, at some point, good idea, great. But when I look at everything else that's going on, and I look and see that, I'm like, oh, that's not a good deal. But let me real quick, and I'll throw it to you guys, is I'm reading this one section. This is 476. Mr. Shine, this is me. And I'm talking about Captain French. He had stuff that he was referring to in the proceedings, and I've never seen it. They won't give me a copy of it. Even the judge refuses, says I don't have a right to it. He had exhibits in his hand, so I'm not sure if he's using them or referring to them, because he actually had them in his hand, looking at them and shuffling the court. Let the record reflect that the doctor is referring to notes, which he may do if that's what you mean. Mr. Shine, yes, Your Honor. The court, he may refer to his notes. And then he actually had, like, the DSM-4 and stuff up there, and it got into that later. But by AAA, Lieutenant AAA, Lieutenant Commander, question, Captain French, were you reading anything when you gave your last answer? Answer, no. So they're leading the witness all along throughout these proceedings. But Captain French, Dr. French, you said that depression can cause problems with concentration. Have you seen any evidence of concentration problems by the respondent, which was me? That's what they call a defendant in these proceedings, or respondent, since you've been testifying here today. Yes, I have. Question, can you be specific? Answer, by Lieutenant Commander or Captain French, inability to find the exhibits, the page numbers that have been clearly identified. Question, by AAA, Lieutenant Commander AAA, have you seen this happen more than once? Captain French answers, yes. Question, by AAA, more than twice? Answer, by Captain French, yes, numerous times. And there, it's real clear, and hopefully from reading that out loud, and I don't know if it's as clear as if you read it yourself, and the transcripts are out there online, they're using these proceedings as a corrupt probate court to have me declared medically, mentally incompetent. A branch of military that I'm not in.
Yeah, it really makes no sense whatsoever from a psychological standpoint, and I think they know that, or else they just have you record a diagnosis or a series of meetings with an outside independent psychiatrist.
Well, and I tried to get that. I was going to comply, being ordered, forced by a branch of military to do this, and not realizing just how corrupt the whole system and these individuals were. They wanted me to do a interview or whatever, psych exam, a mental health status examination, whatever, at the Adult Services Center at the state court down in San Diego. They tried to get me to do one at the Navy Hospital in San Diego with the Navy. We've got emails to Dr. Jakovich from the Coast Guard going to the Navy. But we went with an attorney, Peter Forgey, and a videographer, and they would not carry on the proceeding. They said it was against their clinical policy to carry it on if it were recorded and on the record.
Wow, that makes no sense to me whatsoever, other than from a standpoint of it makes total sense, you know, if it's a kangaroo court, but from a justice point perspective, it makes no sense.
Well, that is the point, isn't it? I mean, if they had nothing to hide, they'd have no problem with this being all above board and on the record. But of course they do, which is exactly what this is. I mean, as you say, it's kangaroo court. Absolutely.
But the other thing, too, that's I hate to say interesting, but for want of another term or word, if I don't give evidence against myself, Fifth Amendment, what's that all about? If I don't go and I refuse to undergo the psych exam, a negative inference can be taken against me on that, and the weight of the lack of evidence, almost as a perversion on spoliation, can be weighted against me. So the lack of evidence, where I'm forced to give it against myself, testify against myself in an unrecorded proceeding, can be weighted against me.
Well, that's just farcical. And the whole idea of calling a defendant a respondent plays into that by making it clear that you're not even able to really defend yourself. You can only respond to these accusations as best as possible, which obviously is not very well because it's completely rigged.
Right. And that's the point. Like, even the fact that I'm up against a JAG officer in the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, that's saying I'm a civilian. If I were in the Coast Guard, I'd have my own JAG counsel to go up against them for charges of violation of, you know, the law of war, or some violation criminal code of law, rule, or regulation. But they've made it worse. Rather than getting me kicked out of the Navy, as they did, to where they even wrote to the Navy and even tried to get me, or force me under a psych exam with the Navy somehow. The Coast Guard turned me from a naval officer, from a graduate of a military academy, into a civilian. So they went into a position where there was a bar because of separation of powers, where the Coast Guard can't get into the Navy, the Navy can't get into the Coast Guard unless those Coast Guard personnel are in the Navy, you know, because they've been transferred in. The Coast Guard does the Coast Guard, Navy does the Navy, military, you know, Army does the Army, et cetera, et cetera. None of them are supposed to get into civilian affairs, and this goes to the heart of 1867 and 1540 that I've been fighting forever, saying that these guys have crossed the Rubicon. The military is in the public commons, and they're not just holding people in detention and then releasing them. Like, say you ran, you were drunk, and you ran a fence at a military installation. The military would hold you until the civil authorities came, and they would turn you over, and then you would be charged by the civil authorities for drunk driving. I've seen it happen, you know, a number of times on military installations where I've been on guard or whatever, you know, working the shack, you know, like as a cadet or whatever, at King's Point even. But they're not supposed to arrest, detain, and carry on a tribunal of that individual for crashing the gate as a civilian where they were drunk and, you know, ran into the fence or something and breached a security perimeter on a military installation. But this, instead of just policing or regulating to an extent, they're actually enforcing, using military personnel to enforce civilian law and adjudicate civilian affairs, civilian matters, even civilian licensing and more, use military personnel to do it, which is it goes back to Rome, you know, Italy, and crossing the Rubicon and martial law and 1867, 1540, Military Commissions Act, all this other stuff, to where they're using the military to adjudicate issues and make civilian law. And that's what Bismarck did, and that's what the three Napoleons did.
Yeah, it's really setting a disturbing precedent in the United States.
And I'm concerned about the bigger picture and how all of this is unfolding, because as we were talking about earlier, of course, it was just after this entire NDAA came along and was passed in the Senate that KBR is coming along with their contracts for people to man the FEMA camps, basically. And unfortunately, now we see the war of drum, the drum, the beat. I can't speak today. The beat of the drums to go to war in Syria is just going up and up. And what I've been keeping my eye on in the last day or so is the latest development of hundreds of U.S. troops are being reported to be on the border between Jordan and Syria right now. So it's getting extremely serious. And I think really when we start to see the war ramping up overseas is when we're going to see the war at home ramping up as well. And the domestic roundups might be able to start in earnest at that point.
Well, and interestingly enough, and this goes into where they're allowing, what do you call the physician's aid? And they're using them like everywhere now. And this has been something that the military had used predominantly. And then now the private industry has taken this on, supposedly to alleviate doctors. I think they're golfing more now than anything, than actually doing their job and earning a living. Some, not all. And using these, you know, physicians' assistants to basically do their job for them and try to, you know, franchise under their license, almost like a realtor or a broker, a real estate broker or somebody. And what's disturbing, though, is they're using somebody who's not qualified. He's not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but he's used to declare me medically, mentally incompetent. And he's a military officer in uniform.
Yeah, how this isn't a conflict of interest, I have no idea.
This is where he says, you're a doctor. Would you be qualified under the Coast Guard standards to do a physical examination of the respondent? Answer, this is by Captain French. Any licensed physician is allowed under the Code of Federal Regulations. Question, this is by Triple A, Lieutenant Commander. Based on the record that you've seen and the conduct that you've observed here in the courtroom, would you find Mr. Shine to be competent for a merchant mariner's license? I would find Mr. Shine not to be competent for a merchant mariner's license. Thank you, Dr. French. I have no further questions. So it may seem like this is just about my license or my naval commission or my security clearance or my right as a citizen to be free of undue duress by a branch of military that I'm not in. There's a lot bigger issues here that are real scary when you take it into the whole, you know, jigsaw puzzle of what's going on right now and put those couple of pieces in. You start to realize that, like, what's happened with the drone, the finding that's been put out by Obama, the drone being, you know, coming down in Iran, we'll leave it at that, CIA already being deep in Iran, people like McCain coming out, you know, even years back, singing bomb, bomb, bomb Iran, the pressure that's being put on Iran, as an individual, being targeted by a branch of military, I can tell you that it forces you to do things that you might not necessarily do if you were not targeted by a branch of military. Going to the bigger picture of Iran, Iran, whether they're seeking the nuclear weapon or not, they're doing things that they would not otherwise do if we were not putting the pressure on them.
Yeah, and I believe it's designed that way. I mean, all of these little instances of, you know, quote-unquote sabotage, where it just happens to blow up one of their most critical missile scientists, ballistic missile scientists, and, you know, all these strange accidental deaths, you know, again, quote-unquote accidental, of the nuclear scientists. It's all just trying to push them to do something first, so Israel and the United States can just jump on that like a rabid dog and wipe Iran off the map.
Or the drone that went down in Iran recently, and they originally tried to float the story that it was flying over Afghanistan, minding its own business, when it suddenly veered off course and flew straight into the heart of Iran. Wow, I wonder how that happened. And then, of course, 24 hours later, they had to say, well, okay, yes, the CIA was operating it, and we were operating it over Iran. But
and that's why Obama came out with the findings shortly thereafter, to basically make legal what they were already doing.
Yeah, surprise, surprise, right?
Well, and if you think of Gary Powers, right, the U-2 that was shot down, what were we doing there?
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. The parallels are there.
Yeah. So we're doing the same stuff again, and to the point where, you know, we're making it, we're setting the climate or the environment for world war.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And the entire encirclement of the region of Russia and China with the so-called missile defense system, which is an offensive missile system, as proven by the fact that they refuse to include an explicit clause in the treaty that said Russia, this will not be used to attack Russia. They just wouldn't do it. I mean, it's pretty clear that they're doing this kind of stuff to push them.
They were working in Georgia, and a lot of people don't realize, but Stalin was from Georgia, former Soviet Union member state. But they were, you know, all these games and machinations were going on in Georgia, to where we were trying to get part of that missile defense system in Georgia. If I were Russia, I mean, how would you feel?
Well, someone puts a missile system in your backyard and says, don't worry, this is only if you throw a rock at my house.
Like Cuba?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really a joke to say that encircling an entire country with, or an entire region even, with advanced missile defense systems, you know, again, quote-unquote missile defense systems, they're really missile offense systems. I mean, it's really just a joke to say that it's purely a preventative measure.
Well, and I've been trying to bring attention to what's been going on with me for a while, and the change of the Coast Guard in taking military law, martial law, it's a form of martial law, out of the Department of Defense into Homeland Security by converting it from a civil service into a branch of military effectively overnight. And now declaring that it's operating under Title 10, Uniform Code of Military Justice, outside the Department of Defense. That's like saying the FBI is now under Title 10 in the UCMJ. Or the post office is somehow under Title 10 in the UCMJ. Because the Coast Guard is...
That'll be the next thing, won't it?
Well, no, but I mean, yeah, right. So that they can basically shut them all down and turn them over to UPS and FedEx to privatize them. you know, to scare people just like they did with the library issue of having FBI agents be able to go in and look at your library records when it wasn't really about public libraries. It was about your computer data that is another form of a library to where they could go in on the Internet and do a sneak and peek on your computer system and see what you're up to, whether you've broken the law or not, whether you're suspected of breaking the law or not.
Which, again, we know they're already doing. It's just they're, you know, setting the legal framework for them to justify it after the fact.
Well, I want to go to Blue in Tennessee, but we're going to have to probably wait because the music's going to pop up here. But I want, you know, data mining is very lucrative. And one of the things that I've talked to you about this before, James, with Congressman Christopher Cox, where he took that helium mine in Texas, basically found it, you know, from between World War One, World War II as this U.S. Treasury asset, worked between both parties to sell it off, and then was appointed head of the SEC so he could go in and data mine other corporations and industries to find things like this. We'll be right back after this break.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the Internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the Internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here, I want Let me read this real quick, and then I'll throw it to James and then Madison to pump up your guys' websites and everything, and then I want to get to the caller if we can. The witness, this is Captain French. There is no doubt in my mind that Mr. Shine is physically incompetent due to his mental disorders and should not hold the Coast Guard Mariner's license and documents. He should have his current credentials revoked. There is no doubt in my mind at this point. There was little doubt reading these documents. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind. I've done this for 24 years in evaluating active duty personnel. Active duty personnel. He's an officer in the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard's the complainant, and the Coast Guard's the attorney, and the prosecutor, and the Coast Guard's the judge, and the Coast Guard Admiral is the appellate body. And then somehow I got to go to the NTSB to get them to rubber stamp it before I can go to Circuit Appellate Court instead of District Court. Let me go to Blue in Tennessee. Oh, well, Blue, if you want to call back real quick, you got a second. But let me throw it to James, your website and your show here on RBN, of course, and then also Madison after that.
That's right, yeah. Of course, my show at the same time slot, Monday to Friday, and Corbett Report Radio, and of course, I'm CorbettReport.com. But in that excerpt you were reading, did you say that the guy said that he there was no doubt you were physically incompetent?
No, he says physically incompetent due to his mental disorders.
Huh. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Okay, which clearly, demonstrably, visibly is not the case. But
The first ALJ ruled that there's no difference between mentally and physically incompetent, that they're basically the same, and that's what they were prosecuting me for.
That's an interesting little sleight of hand.
Yeah, so you can be prosecuted for a frame of mind. like you go through like the War of the Roses and a really bad divorce, and you hold a license, they could bring you in and take your license away right in the middle of all that, disrupt
in a military tribunal, no less.
Exactly. Go ahead, Madison. Your website. Did you give him, James? Did you?
Yeah, CorbettReport.com.
Right. And then your program here at RBN. Go ahead, Madison.
Mine's endthelie.com, endthelie.com. And people should really check out that civilian internee write-up that I did. It's kind of long, but it's worth it. And I just finished one today about the fact that Obama is not going to veto this. He's not going to veto the NDAA. And even if he did, it doesn't matter. I mean, what people don't realize is they have such a large majority in the House and the Senate that they can override the veto. I mean, they have way more than required.
But he's already declared it doesn't matter. He already has those powers.
Well, yeah, it's funny because that was his only opposition, was that it would actually, some parts of the NDAA or S-1867 specifically, would actually diminish some of his powers. That was their objection.
The other thing I want to be very clear of, like in my own situation, and this goes to like the case law and police custody, as soon as they focus whether you're out on your own recognizance or not even charged, as soon as the police focus on you, and you're still wandering the streets, you're considered by law under police custody. Virtual custody is just as bad, if not worse, than being in physical custody. Because at least in physical custody, you're given, to some degree, and you just brought that up, food, housing, clothing, etc. If you're not in physical custody, you got to figure out how to survive. Guys, thanks. That's the end of the show. Sorry, I wanted to bring you on.
The next round.